in the book of Exodus, we see the eternal cross of Christ. We see his redemptive work from eternity past. We see the bars of salvation that God laid out in eternity past. And now we're going to see a type of heaven itself. Eternal glory, the Holy of Holies. We're going to begin to look at that from verse number 31 down to 37 in the 26th chapter of the book of Exodus. And we're going to read it from the Amplified Bible first, and we'll go back into the Hebrew and read it there. And make a veil of blue. What does blue stand for? Heaven itself.
Heaven.
And purple. What does purple stand for? The royalty of God and of Christ, the eternal King. And scarlet stuff. Again, scarlet dye.
Blood.
Scarlet dye is the blood of Jesus Christ that brings us through the veil into the very presence of God. And fine twine linen, skillfully worked with cherubims on it. Cherubims are the witnesses of God. By two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And you shall hang it on four pillars of acacia wood. And the acacia wood, wood is humanity again. Mm-hmm. And we have four what? We have four directions.
Four directions.
And all of this, from all four directions, God sees, like that's omnipresence. Of acacia wood, this wood that is not able to rot, basically, and it's overlaid with gold. Wood, the humanity of Christ, and gold, the divinity of Christ, with gold hooks on four sockets of silver. The sockets of silver are what?
Redemption.
And you shall hang the veil from the clasp and bring the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Covenant, into a place within the veil. We're talking about in the Holy of Holies now. There's nothing in there except the Ark of the Covenant. And it's a perfect square. Now here's a rectangle, but in there, that is a square. Perfect four square. Okay? The city's four square. 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. Okay? The very presence and essence of God will be in the middle of that city. And here we have a little bit of heaven brought to earth so mankind can just see what God's blessings that he has for us in the future. And a place within the veil, and the veil shall separate you, the holy place, from the most holy, the Holy of Holies. And you shall put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. And you shall set the table for the showbread outside the veil, outside of this, into the holy place. It's the holy place. That's the Holy of Holies. It's the type of heaven itself. On the north side. And the lampstand opposite the table on the south side. Okay? Of the tabernacle. Verse number 36 now. You shall make a hanging to form a screen. A screen. For the door of the tent of blue. Again, heavenly. A purple royalty and scarlet, reminding us of the blood, shed blood of Jesus Christ as he stood from a lamb slain from the eternal ages past. And a fine twine linen embroidered. You shall make five pillars of acacia wood. Five pillars. Five is the number of what? Five is the number of grace. Acacia wood, again, that unrotting wood, typifying the flesh of Jesus Christ. His flesh was not subject to decay. To support the hanging curtain and overlay them with what? Gold. Divinity. Again, every pillar is a type of Christ. And pillar Christ, we are saved by Christ, by grace, and grace alone. For in grace ye are having been saved through faith, and that didn't come from you either. Mm-hmm. Faith doesn't come from you, that comes from God. Overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold, and you shall cast five base sockets of bronze for them. Now here we have this bronze. Why bronze? Why bronze? Bronze or brass is for judgment, because the judgment of God laid upon Christ. The judgment of our sins laid upon Him. Beautiful message. A type of heaven itself. Now let's go into the Hebrew Bible and we'll read that, these several verses here. We asitha, paraketh, tikkeleth, why arg gaman, we thar loth, sheni, we shesh, mashav, mashiv zar, ma'ase, hashev, ya'ase, ota, kerubim. And you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. Again, from that word I saw, page 793 in Brown, Driver, Briggs. And then we have this veil or curtain here, the parakeet. Page 827, the root of that. And then we have the word here, violet thread, page 1067. But now the word in the Greek here, now, Marilyn, you were asking me about the Greek a while ago. It is hyakinthos. That's the word in Greek for this violet thread. And then we will have the word here, we arg gaman. And purple thread. Purple stands for royalty. Page 71. And with tholaoth. Letholaoth. And this is that worm. This is that scarlet worm where they got the dye. Tola. Page 1069. Brown, Driver, Briggs. Page 752 in Davidson's, and page 762, that is, 752 to 762 in Davidson's. That scarlet worm, and then scarlet, the word shani, scarlet. And linen, besus is the word, weshish, and this linen. Mashizar, and being twisted. That means being woven and twisted and like on a spinning wheel. Masculine senior hifel participle. The root of that is shizar, and that's on page 1004. Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And then ma'asa. And from work. The word asah there, that means to work. And ma, that is a preposition from. Page 518, and the word work, 793. And now we have the word hashev. And that word means to think, to know. One who knows. Now these artisans that are here, they are inspired by God to do this. They're inspired by God. I'm going to tell you something. When Aaron carved out that calf, when Moses up on top of Mount Sinai, and he took that calf, and then he beat gold all around that calf, and made that golden calf, that wasn't inspired of God, it was inspired right out of hell. And then he said, this is Jehovah that led you out of the land of Egypt. Whoa. No wonder God had to get rid of him later. And that word, these are artisans that are absolutely, they know, inspired. They know how to do this. God is inspiring every workman. He is inspiring their hands. As God wrote the Bible through the men that wrote the Bible, God is inspiring these men in their work here in building the tabernacle. Yah-Haseh. And he shall keep on making, third person masculine singular, cow, imperfect. Otah, her. Now it's looking again at these furnishings. Her, third person singular feminine suffix there. Eth, there is a preposition, then it has a suffix. Third person, feminine, singular. Then the word cherubim. Winged angels, page 500. Verse number 32 now. We not tata. Ota, al, arba, amude, shatim, matsupim, sahav, wa, wehem, sahav, al, arba, adene, kesef. And you shall have placed. Second person, masculine, senior, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. That comes from Nathan. Nathan comes from this word. One placed, or one chosen. It means gift, or one placed. Nathan, or Nathan, is where it comes from. Page 678 in Brown Driver Briggs. Page 733 in Kohler and Bumgardner. Ota, again we have the sign of the direct object with a third person, singular, feminine suffix on it. And you can look that up on page 54 in Davidson's analytical Hebrew lexicon. And then al, that little preposition there, page 752. Arba'ah, place her upon four pillars. Amude. Amude. Pillars, 765. And then shatim, this is acacia wood. This is that wood that doesn't rot. Typifying the flesh of Christ, the human flesh of Christ. It's perfect, perfect. It is sinless. God said, I will not allow my Holy One to rot in the grave. His flesh to rot. Met supim. Being overlaid. Being overlaid. Masculine plural puel participle. Being overlaid. It is being overlaid. Okay, gold, sahav. And the hooks of them, we, wehem, and the hooks of them, that's a genitive plural, by the way. And then sahav is gold again, page 263. And then all, that means that's a preposition upon, 752. And then arba, that's four. And you can look that up on page 917. Adonai. That is a base pedestal. That's a socket. That's a foundation there. Page 10. And then kesef, silver. That represents salvation. That represents redemption. 26:33 now. Winathata. Et. Hap. Paraketh. Tashath. Hagadrasim. We hiveta shama mibeth lip paroketh et aron ta eduth. We hiv dela haparketh lehem ben hagadesh yuvan godesh. Ha ga dashim. And you shall have set or placed or given. Again, third, second person masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. That comes from Nathan, where we get a word Nathan or Nathaniel. Nathaniel means gift of God. And then et, the sign of the direct object, and then hop, paroketh. Now, do you see that pay in there in the middle of that? That's got a dogish in the middle of that. That means it's doubled. So you got two P's in that word. Hop paraketh. The veil. Ha in the front of that, so that's definitely an article. And the veil or the curtain. Curtain, veil is page 827. And now we have this little adverb or preposition of place here. That means underneath. The hooks. Ha kerasim. The hooks. You see that cough in the middle there? That's got a doggish in it, which doubles it. then we have ethah. We have ethah, that starts off as and. You shall have brought. Second person masculine singular, hifel, while consecutive perfect. That's the word boo. Say boo. Boo means brought. That's page 97. Brown Driver Biggs 112 and Kohler and Bumgardner. Now I wrote all these things down. That's how I know what page these things are on. I wrote this down thousands and thousands of times. Shema. The Shema, that comes from, that's an adverb and it comes from the Arabic word. Shema means place. Page 723 in Davidson, that means a monument, pillar, or place. Shema. And Mebeth, and that means that's a masculine singular noun, and it means inside, Mebeth, inside, from within. Then we have the word lop, paraketh. Again, here's there, we have a preposition in front of that, lameth, and that's on page 515. And then the veil or the curtain, page 827 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Et, the sign of direct object. And then we have the word aron. Aron, aron means ark or chest. Ark or chest. It means coffin. Coffin, ark or chest, aron. It's not like Aaron, but aron. Page 45, Davidson. I'm going to tell you a lot of this. It took a lot of time to write all these page numbers down, because sometimes no lexicon, nobody had this. I chased these words and roots to the infinity. Ha-adeth. The testimony. The on the front of that, and then adeth. The testimony. 730. And then we have delah. And you, and actually, and she shall have divided up. She shall have divided up. Be divided up. If el, wow, consecutive, perfect. That comes from Badal there. Page 95, Brown, Driver, Briggs, 110, Kohler and Bumgardner. Now, I hope you're writing all this stuff down. One of these days, I will have this copied where you can get a PDF form of it, but right now, I don't. Brother John Gage is working on this, and Ruth Gage. Hapakareth, the veil, lahem, for you, and that's a lameth, a preposition there with a suffix, second person masculine singular. I am teaching you a little bit of Hebrew as we go. Ben, that means between. Bayin, bayin means between. And it's a preposition. Page 107. And then we have Hagadesh. It means the holy place. The Hagadesh HaKadoshim. The holy place. Hagadesh, Uvain, between, an interval. And Kadesh, holy of holy. And then Hagadeshim. Hagadeshim. The holy of holies. The holy place. Kadesh, and then the Ha-Kadashim, the Holy of Holies. And that means apartness, that means separate, that means something that nothing can get you in the presence of that except the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse number 34 now. We na-tha-tha et ha-ka-poreth al-aron ha-iduth be-gadesh Ha-gad-dashim. Ha-gad-dashim. And you shall have put or placed or given, second person master scene or cow, wow, conceptive, perfect, again from Natan, page 678. Et, sign of direct offage, and then ha there in the front, the definite article, and now we have the mercy seat, the place of atonement. Hilasterion in Greek. This is the ha-ka-pareth, the mercy seat, the place of propitiation, page 498. And then all, that preposition upon, it's a preposition place, 752. And then we have the word aron. This mercy seat is placed upon the coffin. The coffin. The chest. 456. And then it was ha eduth. Of the testimony. The ha on the front of that means the, and then aduth is the testimony. The covenant. Begadesh. In the holy place. That means bad, that preposition on the front of it, and then Kadesh. That means holy place. Except the holy place of the holy place. Be Kadesh Ha Kadashim. The Holy of Holies, the apartments. Page 871. Hoi Agios. Hoi Agios in Greek. The Holy of Holies. Verse number 35 now. We samta et ha shalohan. Ha shalohan mishutz la paraket. We et ha menorah nokak ha shulakan al selah ha mishkan temanah. We ha shulakam titin al selah saffron. Saffron. And you shall have placed or given. You shall have placed. Second person masculine senior cow all consecutive perfect. You shall have placed in an order et. Ha shilakan, ha shilakan, the table. The table there, it means to spread out. Outside, mitzutz, to spread out the table outside of the veil. Lepa karet. The veil there, that's talking about the curtain. Outside of the curtain here, in the holy place now, it says, you shall place the table upon the side, and this here is the right side of it as you're looking at it, the side of the tabernacle, the rib of the tabernacle, temana, south, south, and the table, weha shulakan, and the table you shall keep on placing upon, keep on placing our second person masculine senior cowl in perfect. That comes from Natan. And then the Silah, that means the river, the side, and the Ta'afron, the north. North there, rib is 854, and north is 861. Verse number 36. We asitha masak lifetak haohel tikaleth. We are gamin. We to laoth shani. We shish ma shizar ma asa rogim. And you shall have made, second person, master, singer, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. You shall have made, and that word is from the word asa, again, page 793. And then it says a covering or a screen, masak, page 697. And then lifetak, lifetak. And that one there, we got a preposition in front of that. And that's in the, for the dative case, for a door, for an opening, actually. Page 835. And then ha'ohel, the tent. Ahel is the tent, and then ha'ohel in the front of that's a definite article. Tent is on page 13 and 14. Then we come to the word tikaleth. Tikaleth. That word there means crimson. It means a violet. It means a It means to peel, actually. To peel, it is a bluish, violet, purple, carilion color. And then we are Gamimon, that is, and the purple, this violet, carnelian color. Jesus Christ, basically, is our, his flesh opens up the veil. Remember when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary? The veil in the holy place, between the Holy of Holy and the holy place in the temple, was torn from the top to the bottom. Because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary, we have access to the Holy of Holies. And of purple and of scarlet. Now the word here, vital, vitol, la'alth. That's from the 13th declension in the Hebrew. And it comes from Talah, and page 762 in Davidson, and 1068 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And it means a worm, the Coccus Elysius worm, the Coccus Elysius. That's where they get this this scarlet color from, this worm. And when Jesus in Psalm 22 and verse 22, it says that I am a worm. That's the worm they're talking about right there, the scarlet producing worm. And then Shani, crimson, scarlet, page 1040. The dried body of the female Coccus Elysius. And then Weshesh and linen, or Bixis. Washi, Sar. Well, I can't keep that sneeze away. Ma, Shizar. And that means being twisted, masculine singular, hophaeal participle. That comes from Shizar, 1004, page 1004, Brown, Driver, Briggs, page 1456, and Kohler and Bumgarner. And then Ma'aseh. Ma'aseh means work or deed. Work or deed. And then we have the word Rokim. Rokim means being embroidered. Being embroidered. And it's masculine singular cal participle, page 955. Number 37 now. We're finishing the chapter 26. Wa Asitha Lam Masak Hamisha Amude Shittim Wetsi Pitha Otam Sahav, Wawiham, Sahav, we, Yitz, Sa, Ka, Ta. That's a hard word to say. Lehem, Hamisha, Adne, Nachusheth. And you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. You shall have made for a screen or for a covering, that word there in the front, that's a little preposition there. And for a screen, the masak is the screen or the veil. And five pillars. Five is the number of grace again. And then we have pillars. Pillars, amud. Amudeh. Of acacia wood, shittim, a wet si pitha. And you shall have overlaid, second person masculine singular, PL, wow, consecutive perfect, beaten over. You shall have overlaid them with gold. We, wehem, and hooks, gold. And you shall have cast and poured out for them. Now we have a lameth with a preposition. For them, Hamisha is five. Adne, sockets made firm of bronze. Here we have the judgment of God laying upon the person of Jesus Christ. Every one of these messages from the tabernacle are stories of redemption. stories of redemption. God's redemption, not man's way to God, but God's way to man. God come after you. He came after you. You didn't go after him. He came after you. And he came after you with the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you from all sins and to save your soul forevermore. Our Father, we send this message out, another message from your holy word, that you use it in accordance with your will. And Father, please forgive me where I fail you. And I pray all my students all over the world that you'll touch their hearts with these beautiful stories of redemption. In Jesus' name I pray.